Om Shanti. The Magic of Blessings. Today is Friday, 9th of March 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be a conqueror of Maya, who earns an income of multi-millions at every step by remaining constantly busy. May you be a conqueror of Maya, who earns an income of multi-millions at every step by remaining constantly busy. Your children have become Brahmins to be constantly busy. Only those who remain busy are the biggest businessmen of all, who earn an income of multi-millions at every step. Throughout this whole cycle, no one else can do such business, and Maya cannot come to those who remain constantly busy because they don't have time to receive Maya. So always maintain the spiritual intoxication that you have, multi-millions at every step. However, to the extent that you have the intoxication, you must also remain humble. So this is today's blessing, wherein Baba is saying that you are those who are Mayajit and you earn multi-millions at every step by remaining constantly busy. Those who remain constantly busy, they don't have the time to receive Maya. So one of the most important Purusharth, one of the most important efforts which should be done by all the Brahmins is that it should not happen that throughout the day we waste our time. We loiter around in the worldly things. The most important thing at this point in Sangam Yuga now is to stay busy. To stay busy in all the constructive things. So we will discuss few things about this today. How to remain busy? What are those things in which we should remain busy in this Brahmin life? There are many chances, many margins that come wherein we waste our time. We just sit and do nothing. And then waste comes, then negativity comes, then we open the door to Maya, then in Baba's words, we do Maya's hospitality. So, what are the ways, what are the means to remain busy in this Brahmin life? If you just look at our day, starting from Amrit Vela till night, what things we should do so that we remain busy throughout? There shouldn't be any such time that we are caught unawares. Yesterday's Murli Baba had said all the five vices, they are thieves. And lust is the sardar, is the head of those thieves. So they are always hiding, waiting for us. The moment we become inattentive, the moment we are free, they catch hold of us. So what are the ways and means to remain busy? We will discuss few things in this. The first and the foremost thing where a Brahmin should remain busy is churning of knowledge. Gyan Chintan. This is such an important thing that it is during those times when mind is just relaxed and not churning knowledge, that time Maya attacks. There are certain times, there are certain places wherein we are caught by Maya. It might be a particular time of the day, and if you analyze what time it is, you will find that at that point I was not doing churning of knowledge. It might be a time when you are about to go to sleep. You are just lying on the bed. That might be that time. It might be a time you are waiting for somebody and you have nothing else to do. It might be a time when it is a time buffer, a time in between. There is nothing to be done at that time. You have just finished a big activity, a big seva or a class or something, and then there is a time gap. In that time, Maya enters. So the first and the foremost habit which we have to inculcate in this life is journey of knowledge. The deeper we churn this knowledge, the deeper we contemplate on this knowledge, the deeper we enter into the ocean of this knowledge, the greater would be our experiences, the greater we will collect pearls, jewels of knowledge. So, one thing in which we all have to remain busy is journey of knowledge. What time? It is throughout the day some or other churning should go on. Rather, from whole day, morning's Murli, take out few important words, key words, and write them down. 5 words, just important 5 words. And you have written them down, keep that list in your pocket. Now, whenever there is a free time, just take out that list and look at those 5 words, only one word, like that. Focus on that word and try to understand what is Baba trying to say through that word. And busy your intellect in journey of that word. Somehow intellect remains connected to knowledge. Otherwise, there is every chance that if our stage is like this at Amrit Vela, it gradually comes down. And if you analyze the graph, and if you analyze the factors that led to the fall of the stage, which was so high in the morning, and how by evening it became low. In the morning we had happiness in our heart, by evening it was gone. What has happened? Yesterday Sakar Murli Baba said, those deities are few, and then those warriors are more in number, and those Vaishya, they are even more than number, and these Shudras are much more, but Brahmins are very few. But out of those few, there are very few who are always the mercury of happiness is on the higher side. There are very few of Brahmins. That spiritual intoxication is missing. Amongst Brahmin also, one of the foremost reason is lack of churning. And for churning, you require few things. You need solitude. A deep solitude. You need some time, some inner space to be with yourself. You need silence. A deep silence. Without these two things you cannot churn. You need a group, a small group for discussion of Gyan. Wherever we are staying, whether it is center or home or in Madhuban, there always should be a small group. Before sleeping at night, we should sit together and discuss. What did Baba say in today's Murli? What were the new words in today's Murli? What are the different new ideas Baba gave about service? What are the new things that he is trying to tell us? Discuss that out before sleeping. You know, if you speak Gyan, they are creating sanskar of Gyan. We have got sanskar of waste by speaking waste. We have got sanskar of worldliness by speaking worldly things. In the similar manner, we can create new sanskar of Gyan by speaking Gyan, by relating this knowledge, by recounting all the experiences of knowledge. So, for churning, a group is must. For churning, you need a concentration of mind. The deeper our concentration, the easier we can grasp this knowledge. Otherwise you keep on reading the same Murli, but you don't understand what is going on. You have to train your brain, your mind, your memory in such a manner that you read things one and you immediately grasp. Earlier, you had to read so many times, and still, if suppose somebody asks you, what did Baba say? It's hardly anything in your brain. It's all haziness. It should not be like that. It should be so clear that you can segregate, this is about Gyan and this is about Yoga and this is about Dharana and this is about Seva. This is the new point and that is the point which is repeated. You know it so clearly. Such lucid picture should be created in the lake of the mind. So, that is the first and the foremost thing which we see throughout the Brahmin families lacking is this. Make the habit of journaling. One, give yourself some topic every day, every morning. Rather than writing the different points of the Murli, write only topics. Only topics. Nothing else. Don't write full sentences. Your Murli notes should consist of just 5 or 10 points. They might be just one word sometimes, or one line, if that line is very catchy and attractive. Just one line, just one word. That's it. For example, from yesterday's Murli, Baba said, God's love. In slogan, you get experienced in God's love, then no rukavat, no obstacles will put a obstacle in your path. Now, how to have that experience of God's love? Just write one word, Paramatma Prem, that's it. And throughout the day, then churn. Throughout the day, then look at that word and talk with yourself. How can I increase my love for God? Write less, but churn more. Written things should be as less as possible, but picturization should be bigger. Write less, but see that word, convert that word, should get converted into a picture. See that picture in front of your eyes, and then put colors into that picture, and then visualize that picture, and prepare a mental movie of that picture, and see yourself. This is the way to remain busy. All this time, all those times we waste, they should be filled with Gyan churning. So that is the first thing to remain busy. One. Second, yoga. In yoga also, spiritual drills. Create new spiritual drills every day. It should not happen that we are doing the same type of yoga from last 10 years. No. Even throughout the day, even morning yoga and evening yoga should be two different things. Evening yoga should be based on whole day's Murli. Create some yoga drill from that. Don't just read it. Imagine as if, think as if this yoga, this text I have to convert into a drill, and I have to practice, and I have to tell Baba ki this morning you told these things to me and now I am practicing those things. So you convert that entire Murli into a drill. Maybe multiple drills. Just take one words and convert into drill, and you will enjoy a different type of yoga. It's not that only to think, to start from I am soul and to get detached from the body and to go to the subtle world and to go to the supreme abode or make the drill of five swaroop. That is not the only thing. You can jump anywhere. Baba said, have picnic with father. Baba has said, come to the subtle world, take the rays from the sun, take the moonlight from the moon, have picnic with father, play with him. Practice different things. Go to the different centers. Go to the different corners of the world. Sometimes go here. Sometimes go there. Sometimes go in only in your previous births. Even this can be done. You can go into all your previous births and see what all things, and try to finish off all the accounts by going into that previous birth. You can start right from copper age. The first birth there, then second, then third, then fourth, then fifth. In that way you can come, and this is the last. Now these are the births, my 63 births. What I have done here? What are the mistakes? What are the blunders? What are the sins? And try to neutralize everything. You can create, you can visualize some souls in front of you with whom you have yet not interacted, but they are about to come to with in contact with you in future. Future karmic accounts. Emerge that soul beforehand and settle the accounts with them. Definitely that account is going to be a harsh one, but by giving sakash to them beforehand, we are making the intensity less. They will become less cruel, less harsh. So, try different things in yoga, and yoga is not to be done only in Baba's room. Actually, the real yoga starts after you come out of Baba's room. Throughout the day, that is the time for yoga. Throughout the day, try some small Soman drill that you get, try to detach yourself for few fraction of seconds from this body. Try the drill that all are souls. Try the drill that these are all the great souls of the great deity religion. Atmik Drishti, spiritual vision. sit and just, I am soul and spreading vibrations of peace around. Simple drill. I am pure soul, I am spreading vibrations of peace around. I am a soul, I am spreading vibrations of healing, I am spreading healing energy in my own body. All the pains and aches, everything is getting diminished or vanishing. I am healing myself. I am self-healer. I am spiritual healer. I am the greatest healer of this world. No person, no doctor on this earth can heal me as I can heal myself. I have the greatest healing power. I have the greatest spiritual healing energy within me. All my aches, all my pains, everything is getting settled. These are the drills not to be practiced in Baba's room, but throughout the day. Whole day keep on practicing something or other. Work more and more on healing energy. All the aches, all the headaches, all the knee pain, all the backache, everything is getting settled. And I am enjoying radiant health. I am enjoying holistic health. I have become whole. I have radiant energy. I am vibrating complete health. I have achieved that stage of complete swastha. You can have self-talk, self-drills like that. So, second thing to remain busy is yoga drills. Third thing to remain busy is writing. As I said, give some topic to every day to yourself and think about that. Another thing is write some creative every day. Now, what are the things we can write on? Whenever you come to Madhuban or any place you go, write down what happened throughout the day. Travelogue. Account of everything. Today morning, I reached Madhuban at 8 a.m. After that, I took bath and after that, I went to Om Shanti Bhavan. Describe complete Om Shanti Bhavan, what is happening there in your writings. How was that gathering? Go back before sleeping. Go back before sleeping to the same time of the day and imagine everything. Imagine that atmosphere. Imagine that those vibrations. Imagine Dadi is coming and imagine all the sisters. Imagine all the Brahmin family. Bring back to yourself that same happiness. And this is also useful for photographic memory. If you want to increase memory power, they tell to practice this thing. There was a Zen disciple who did sadhana or Zen sadhana for 10 years. After that, his master sent him to another master. He went to the other master and the other master said him, tell me on which side of the door you kept your footwear, right side or left side? Now, there were a number of doors, first door, second door, so he was asked to kept at the first door. So he forgot. He said, now I don't remember. He said, go back, your teaching is still incomplete. You go back. You try to remember things with complete attention, doing small things with attention. So I'm telling this writing thing for developing the art of writing as well as developing the art of memory. This is known as photographic memory. If you get up in the morning, at night, try to remember which side you got up, right side or left side. If you were sitting in Amrit Vela, where you were sitting in Amrit Vela? If you were sitting in Murli class, what was that place where you were sitting in Murli class? Who was the person who was just beside you? Imagine, create that memory. So this is known as writing. Then write what I did in Baba's room. What are the oaths I took in Baba's room? Then what was the food and how did I enjoy it? Write everything. This is such a good exercise of writing. I'm not telling you to write chart. I'm telling you to write your dincharya. So third thing to remain busy is writing. Fourth thing to remain busy is service. And that too, I'm not talking about gross service, I'm talking about mental service. Service through mind. Throughout the day, try to serve souls without speaking. You see, so many souls are coming and so many souls are going. have some good thought for each one of them. Whomsoever you see, imagine, take a sankalp that today I will give pure positive vibration to 25 souls and count them. At least 25 souls I have to give vibrations before 12 noon. So the time starts now, like that. And then, whomsoever you meet, somebody you are meeting there, and whosoever is coming in front of you, you are sending out pure and positive vibrations. And you are counting, yes, 1 and 2. This is a practice. Because we have to keep our mind busy, otherwise it has a tendency to drift, to move, to go to that zigzagging path. Bring it back to the highway. Bring it back to the express highway. Busy it with Gyan Chintan. Busy it with yoga drills. Busy it with service. Busy it with Raiji. And another thing is, our time is getting up. Last thing, self-talk. Talking with Baba. These are the two other important things everybody has to do every day. Talk with yourself. Sit down and talk. Why I have come to Madhavan? What I have achieved after becoming Babas? What is my Purusharth? How much I am understanding Murli? What is the quality of my Chintan? What more I have to do? What I have to do after going there? From where I have come? Think of all of these things. Is there anybody with whom I can sit and do some Gyan journey? Is there a place where I can sit alone and be with myself, just with myself and none else? Is there anything which I want to share with Baba and I have not shared till now? Make a list of those things which you have not told Baba till now. What are those hidden things of my life? What are those secrets of my life? I have told none, but I have not even told Baba also about it. They are deeply within me, somewhere hidden. Why I am not able to tell? Are they hazy? Why they are so cloudy? Bring it back to memory and today do this work of telling to Baba the deepest secrets of your life. Such 5 secrets which you have never told anybody, or rather you fear to tell others. But tell him. Remove those fears. Talk to him about your deepest fear, about your deepest insecurities. And see what he does. Wait for his response. Probably you have not conveyed to him till now that Baba, this is my deepest insecurity and this is my deepest fear. It might be that somebody might blame me or something, whatever. Tell him and wait and watch and wait for his reply. So, these are the few things that you have to do. So, today's blessing is to remain busy so that the Maya will not come to you. It will be not that. Otherwise, you will not receive Maya. So, no hospitality. She will get bored and run away. So, remain busy. Okay? Om Shanti.